You are listening to Behind the Avatar, the podcast that gets to know the people behind the characters they play and what makes them tick. Hello, my name is Lita, and today I am chatting with Megan and Ward from Warcraft Trolls podcast. Hi, guys. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
How
are you?
How are you both doing today?
We're pretty good. I'm getting over a cold. Ward is impervious to colds.
Yeah, really good immune system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's.
Yeah, I think he just carries them home. He's like a carrier, and so... I get them all the time. You never get them?
Yeah, I see children a lot, so I think that might be...
You work in, like, retail.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that also doesn't help, so...
Yeah, I
understand that. That's fine. Okay, well, let's start off with how long have you guys been playing World of Warcraft?
This is what I've been... I've had to think about this recently, because I think...
Yeah, you've had the same account, though.
No, so I haven't had the same account. No, because remember...
Oh, your horn line was on a different account?
Exactly, yeah. I played in vanilla, I think probably a couple years into it, like sometime around... Yeah, like 2 years into WoW. I didn't end up using that account. I ended up making a new account when we started playing together.
Okay.
Which was back in Burning Crusade.
Yeah, the tail end of Burning
tail
Crusade.
Tail end of Burning Crusade. Right. I think it was like a couple months before Lich King.
Yeah, you bought me... It was either for my birthday or for Christmas. You got me the special edition Wrath of the Lich King.
The whole collector's box.
Yeah, the collector's box. Mm. Got like an art book and a little frosty pet.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
It was like right after you started playing.
I tried to play World of Warcraft when I was in high school. Because all my friends, I was in the Dungeons and Dragons after school club, which was a real thing.
Okay.
That we had.
Cool.
And all of my friends from that club were playing this video game, and I downloaded it on my computer. I don't know if my computer was just really terrible or my parents' internet was terrible. It was probably the internet. But like,
I think that's it, yeah.
I could not play it. And my friend was a night elf druid, and I rolled a gnome warlock with pink pigtails. This was back when you started in the Dwarf Valley.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I would run up and I would like cast a corruption on a frost troll and then I would just lag out completely and I would come back dead. Oh, and I was like,
I remember that cave.
Yeah, I drew a comic about it because this was I did comics back then too of like how shitty my leg was. Oh my god, I didn't even get like 1 minute in. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Oh. It's okay. We can play that one. That one's okay.
Okay.
That one's okay. Okay.
Just, I'm trying to keep it clean here.
Just try. I'm a little more focused.
The more I get into a story, the more I forget about
you just
it.
Slip a little
I
bit.
Do. Okay. Jeez. What was I talking about?
We were talking about the trolls. Okay.
See, I didn't know how high a level my friend got because she was a night elf druid and she just showed up as like a cat and I was like, oh, that's awesome. I want to be a cat. And she was like, too late. You're a gnome. And I'm like, argh. And like she would just stealth around and watch me fail and like wouldn't help.
And you'd watch really... you die.
Yeah, she would just watch me die.
Oh wow.
She was like, You should cast some other spells. I'm like, I froze. And she's like, huh, okay, well later. I'm gonna go do some quests. I'm like,
oh nice. How cool is that? So are you two still friends?
First WoW experience.
Yes, actually, we're still really good friends. Okay. She's one of my best friends still.
Yeah.
We're both artists. She's about to graduate school for game design, for character design.
Wow.
And we bonded through, we used to draw comics like together.
Mm-hmm.
Or we would critique each other's stuff. But yeah, we're still really good friends, even though she still plays WoW, but only occasionally. And off and on.
Yep.
She's not really into it anymore. But yeah, that was funny. And then, so I just quit the game and pretty much like uninstalled it because I was like, this is never going to work. And then when I got into college and we were dating, you introduced me to it and you were like, we can be like zombie people because I was in the middle of a huge Tim Burton phase.
And oh, so man,
you got me You want me to roll Forsaken Rogues on an RP PvP server?
Because I'd only ever played on PvP servers before. Yeah. So I thought that was like that was a game.
God.
And you wanted to be an RP server. So I'm like, RP PvP. That's like two of the same things.
My background was in Dungeons and Dragons, so I'm like, I want to roleplay.
Yeah.
I want to be like, I'm stabbing you. Roll for initiative.
Wow.
So the rogue thing really ended up not working out because by the time we got to Lich King, I was not a super fast leveler. Mm-hmm. I was pretty casual. And my only character was this Forsaken Rogue. I think I had made a Blood Elf Paladin when we upgraded to Burning Crusade because I was like, oh my god, I got a Blood Elf now.
Right.
I can do Paladins.
Yeah.
So they got to like level 30 or something. But anyway, so I got to level... What was this? Was Lich King, so I was in the 70s.
72, I remember.
72, and everybody 72. Else power leveled to level 80, and I'm on a PvP server, and there's just...
PvP, but yeah, yes.
There's just, like, an open bounty on Forsaken Rogues.
Yeah.
Like, if people see them, they will kill them no matter what. Like, no matter what they're doing. If they're just minding their own business questing, doesn't matter. Forsaken Rogue.
I remember, because I was still playing this through this whole time, and I think I ended up leveling just a little bit faster than you.
You did, because, I don't know... You were more into it than I was because you wanted to raid at endgame and I was like, oh, raiding seems like too big a deal to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was running around questing on the ground and I would see like the shadow of an Alliance griffin over my head.
Yeah.
I would just be like, vanish, run, hide, oh no.
And so they're 8 levels higher than you, so they just swoop in.
They would. I got like bear bombed from the sky.
Oh no.
I got like paladins just like bubbling and like dropping
falling
on me.
To the ground.
Yeah. I was like raining paladins.
Wow. Raining paladins.
Which thing definitely was raining paladins.
So that was the first time I quit. I quit for like a year.
Yeah.
I think.
Oh, a year and some.
I didn't play for a really long time. And then my friend actually, who abandoned me when I was a gnome, wanted me to come back to an RP server because she wanted to do like a bunch of role-playing stuff and got me into doing role-play on Argent Dawn. And then I was like, oh my god, nobody's killing me. I can just run around and like play. I can just quest.
Yeah.
This is awesome. And so from that point on, I haven't had any lapses in playing.
Yeah, we've been playing straight on since then, which I think, it was like right at the end of Lich King is when you came back.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So then before you came to playing World of Warcraft, did you guys... Other than Dungeons and Dragons, Megan, what else in gaming did you do? Did you have other things that you played?
I had we started out with a PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
And so I remember my very favorite game on the PlayStation was this game called Jumpin' Flash 3D, where you were a robot rabbit.
Okay.
And you jumped. It was platforming. I was really bad at it. I don't like platforming very much. And you rescued these little, like, they looked like jellyfish, and they were called Moomoos.
Yeah.
I've never been able to find this game since then. I really want to find it. It was adorable. My brothers were really into Resident Evil. I thought it was too scary.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved on to, like, we were really into the Dreamcast, because my dad is, he's a big tech guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he teaches, like, computer programming classes and stuff to big... So he always wanted like the best gaming system because look, this one's so cutting edge. Look at all these graphics. And we're like, whoa, graphics. So I got really into like playing the Sonic games on the Dreamcast.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
And then except I had Sonic Adventures and I literally got to a point where the disc was bugged and it was like you need
scratch
to
scratch or something.
It's something. It was like you need to solve this puzzle to get through this door and continue the game, and it was unsolvable.
Oh no.
And the door just never opened.
And that was the last Sonic game you ever played.
That's true.
Wow.
And then I got into like Final Fantasy X, and I got like really into Final Fantasy X-2, which I know everybody hates, but you have to know that I loved Sailor Moon as a child.
Just fierce.
Just fierce, man. I got to be like magical girls with swords. It was awesome. I don't care. Come at me, bro.
Yeah. So, I'm trying to think what I ended up playing, because I think it was just like all adventure games and just like a touch of RPGs. Like, I was just playing all, like, every single Legend of Zelda game that came out for me. And then it's like, I don't think I ever played in the Final Fantasy games, but I think I played, is it Dragon Warrior? God, I'm trying to remember.
Friend had the Nintendo. And she had an N64, she had Ocarina of Time, and I literally go spend the entire weekend at her house, and we would beat Ocarina of Time.
Over and over again?
Over the weekend. We take like the whole weekend to do it. I don't know.
Take you the weekend to do it, but you do it like other weekend.
Yeah, we literally just like sit in her room playing Ocarina of Time.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, I remember that.
We're
weird kids.
Yeah. Oh, adventure games. And so it's like there's a lot that's stolen WoW.
Yeah.
WoW's kind of a big game that I don't really play much else now, except. Well, the only other games I've really gotten into besides WoW is, like, Bioshock and Dead Space, which...
Completely different. It's just, like, a different itch than it scratches, huh?
Well, I like, with a console, with a controller, I like FPSs. Yeah. I don't really like FPSs with the keyboard. The whole, like, moving forward with the hand and then, like, aiming with the mouse, I'm, like, I always end up looking at my crotch.
Like, look up and down.
Like, I try and move forward, but I'm looking down and like, oh my god, I hate it. I don't like it. I'm much better with the thumbs.
Okay.
And like, so we borrowed Dead Space 1 and Dead Space 2 from one of Ward's coworkers, and it turns out that like I really loved them, but Ward is such a scaredy cat.
I can't do it. It's just every time that like anything scary happens on screen, I just panic fire and like fall over.
All your ammo. And so, and I've always had like, shoot the legs. And so I feel like Mr. Miyagi over here, like, sweep the legs. And so it turned into like, we would play it together, meaning that I would be playing it and Ward would be sitting next to me watching me play it. And he was like, this is a really cool story. I'm like, yeah.
Nice.
So
I'm better at WoW, okay?
Yeah.
We haven't...
One game I'm good at.
Yeah.
Keep on that one.
Yeah.
I just thought that was funny. It's like we're playing the scary FPS and the wife is the one that is good at it.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay. So then.
Oh, man. It was really.
Sorry, you go.
What? Oh, I don't know. I really like number two better than number one.
Mm-hmm.
Like number one was okay, but it didn't have much of a story. Number two felt like if Michael Bay was like, I'm going to do Event Horizon. And
then. Event Horizon is kind of like the thing before Dead Space.
Well, yeah, I know Event Horizon came out first. But the thing is, like, Dead Space has so much more, like, action silliness in it. Like, you blow up an oil tanker while you're inside a giant monster, and then you ride the explosion on, like, a train car out of it. It's so ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
It's fantastic. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's the only
game we've ever like put down WoW for like an extended period of time.
True.
Wow.
Well, people are like, Dead Space sucks because it's not scary. I'm like, it has some really scary moments, but it's not a horror game. Like, let's just
scary
be honest
me,
here.
Okay.
Okay. You would be scared if it was like dudes in sheets jumping out of a cover and going boo. You'd be like, oh no.
Oh, that's good. Well, you know, we all have our things that we excel at. And I must admit, console games is not mine, so I understand. WoW is very much my game as well, so, okay.
Yeah, that's the thing, like, we have an Xbox, but I almost never play it.
Yeah,
just never touch it. We're playing WoW.
That's the thing, WoW has so much stuff to do. It's like, I beat Dead Space, and then I'm like, well, what do I do? And they're like, you could beat it again with your same weapons.
Yeah.
I'm like, why would I do that?
Yeah.
It's like,
good, thank you.
It's like, I play WoW for the same reason that I know a lot of people that I know don't play WoW, which is because you can't beat the game.
Yeah.
There's always like a new character to level.
We're playing $14 a month per us, like per, you know.
Per account.
Yeah, per account. To just have like infinite content as opposed to paying like $60 a month for like a 5-hour
experience.
Yeah. Exactly.
It doesn't even make sense to my brain. I usually I borrow games where I buy them used. I'm one of those.
Okay.
Or I get like Steam games.
Yeah.
They're cheap.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, that's all
right.
I
can get it from.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so let's talk about your tunes for a minute. Now, I know you both have got a few, just a few.
I think our accounts have been full since,
really?
Like, 3 years now?
Yeah, pretty, well, the thing is, for a while, we would make a bunch of, we would, like, move to a new server, and we'd make a bunch of tunes, and they would only get to, like, level 30, and then
we would either
go back to one of our previous servers or we'd move on. So we have like a full 50 characters going on all the time, so we're not playing them all
across like 8 or 10 different servers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right now we we've got two main servers that we play on, although now it's kind of dwindled down to one because the Alliance server we were on, our guild over there, kind of died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everyone kind of went their own ways.
Well, it's kind of a pattern for them. They down the final boss of the X-Pack, and then the guild is kind of like, okay, game over.
Like, well, yeah, it's a raiding guild, and so once they beat the final boss, they're like, okay, I'll see you next X-Pack.
Yeah. We killed Garrosh with them, so that was nice.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Congrats for that.
Yeah, it was cool. We got, like, that's my Please Take Me Seriously in a Pug title.
Is when you put that title
on for Liberator Orgrimmar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I have killed him once on normal mode. Please take me seriously. Yeah.
So then, what are the things, since you guys have got a few characters each, what are the things that influence you when you name a character? Is there anything in particular that you... Yes. Rely on? Okay, Megan, tell me, what have you got?
Okay, we have a process, actually. Okay, so we're both big D&D nerds, mm-hmm. and we had our real renaissance of WoW playing on an RP server.
Yeah.
So we will literally go to babynames.com, go to their advanced search, and then look up, like, the nationality of the names we think closest resembles the race that we're currently naming.
Okay.
Right.
And then look through the names there and see if any of them match. Or, although more recently I've just been doing silly and or, like, I think it fits the character names.
Mm-hmm.
Although, what I felt, well, recently I had a really cool thing happen where, so I just made my druid my main.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's a feral druid, and... Her name was Tulia, which I thought was a cool name, but the other druid in our raid is named Tree Guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it was like Tulia, Tree Guy. They're both druids. Like, people were, you know,
they saw the druid name, like a druid name color, and they saw the T.
So they were like thinking that I was Dustin, and I'm not. And I was like, no, this will not stand. So I was like, I gotta change this name. So I was looking through. I was like doing searches on the armory just to see like what names were taken,
mm-hmm.
and I searched for Kiki because of Zen Kiki, if you remember, is the derpy troll druid from the Plaguelands,
Eastern Western Plaguelands. Yeah,
mm-hmm. So there's this amazing quest line if you go out to the Plaguelands where the druids are trying to like heal the Plaguelands, and they're like, we have this new troll druid, he's kind of a derp, yep. can you like take him around and help out? So he like turns into a walrus on land, and he's like upside down
like flapping his arms. Yeah.
Like, when he turns into a cat, he's just like pouncing everywhere and like not hitting anything. He's like, here I go. So I was like, I wonder if Kiki's taken. So I did a search, and it was like a level 11 mage with no armory page.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, maybe that means that the account's inactive. So I put in a ticket, like, can you free up this name? And they did, and I got it. So now
awesome.
It's like, yeah, it's like, oh man, Kiki, like Kiki on Earthen Ring, like that's pretty easy.
That's very remember. Cool. Yep.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, what about you? What are you the same as Megan?
Pretty much the same. It's like
Welsh names all the time.
Well, okay. The reason I go for Welsh names is because I play a lot of Blood Elves. I feel like if I'm gonna be playing like a tall, woolly character, I feel like I should be getting like a Gaelic Welsh name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the problem is that when I go for like really Welsh names, they have these characters that aren't very common. So people just look at them and like, how do you pronounce that? That has four L's in it. It starts with two L's.
So your current two, you just changed mains from a warlock to a paladin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this is, okay, this is just some.
Well, like, my paladin is like.
This is the mind explosionist. So originally, when we leveled his warlock, it was a female blood elf. Named Meliore.
Which I made, like, ages ago, before I even thought about it.
Yeah, character's like, very good. Yeah. He was like, basically exploring Earthen Ring when he made this character. And I moved over to Blood Elf, Hunter, and those became our mains. And then eventually, I race-changed my Hunter to a Troll, and he,
recustomized.
Your gender changed to a male Blood Elf, and then you named him Meliore.
Yeah.
And so recently,
Welsh name.
We were leveling up a mage and a paladin on the server, you named her Meliore, and you gave her the exact same face as your warlock used to have.
Well, okay. The reason for the story is this: is because the reason I made a female blood elf paladin is because I already had a level 90 male blood elf paladin on another server. Yeah. I felt like I had to distinguish them. I can't have
two. You could be a Tauren, but no, you hate Taurens.
I don't want to play a Tauren. Okay, I'll admit.
You refuse to Tauren.
I'm a bit of a Tauren racist. I'm sorry. I know I have a problem. I guess I can't play a torrent. Okay. I haven't played a torrent since my first level 60, okay?
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yes.
Horn Lion ruined it for you?
Okay. No, that's true. I had another druid. Horn Lion and Kindly.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Wow. How far am I off topic?
Okay, I don't know.
It's okay.
Your naming scheme.
Right. My naming scheme. So,
incredibly similar and obnoxious.
Well, unintentionally. Unintentionally. But yes. yes, I renamed my female blood elf, or I named my female blood elf paladin the same thing I named my female blood elf warlock, just mostly for the fact of, like, I wanted to make the character quickly and I didn't want to think too much about the name. I'm like, oh, you know, I already have a name for a female blood elf that I know is not taken on this server because I was using it before, and I like it. So why don't I just use the same name?
Well, it's so in our guild, they still call me, my blood elf hunter was named Solwyn.
Mm-hmm.
And they still call me Sol. Yeah. When I changed her to a troll, I renamed her Isoke, which is it's an African name, and it's Issoke. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like it's okay, and I thought that was really cute. And I was like, yeah, I'll keep this one. But they refused to, like, call me anything except Sol.
Other than Sol, yeah. Which they only knew you as for 2 weeks.
2 weeks,
yeah.
First 2 weeks they knew you.
and you were originally Mel for Meliore.
Yeah.
And then you changed to May Lear, so then they start calling you May, but now you're back on Mel, so it's like Mel, May. They kind of call you that interchangeably.
Well, okay, the reason why they call me May instead of Mel is because Melanie is the name
of the raid leader's wife,
so he calls her Mel, so he can't call me Mel.
It's really funny, so you were Meliore, the raid leader changed his name to Megadeth. So people were calling him Meg, and they were calling you Mel. So they were calling you by your wife's nickname.
Wow.
Oh,
that's very funny.
That's funny.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay, so let's talk about the very first characters you rolled. So, Megan, you said yours was a gnome warlock?
Yes.
Yeah.
With pink pigtails.
Okay.
This was before you get a demon.
Yeah.
I was just a little derp in your, Ward's story is funnier.
Okay.
My story is funnier?
Well, just your, like, you had a torrid druid that you named Horn Lion because you knew it was going to have horns eventually.
Yeah. Well, okay, that's after I've been playing...
Oh, so he wasn't your first?
He was not my first.
Who was your
very first character I ever made was a female Forsaken Warlock.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome. That's good.
I think it's, like, is Penrose, I think, was her name?
That's a dude name.
Oh, okay. Again, this was like when I first installed the game. Oh my god. But yeah, I made a female undead warlock, and then it was a human mage, and then my third character. It was fourth character. Yeah, my fourth character was Horned Lion.
Horned Lion, sorry.
Because all the other guys on the floor of my dorm room,
dorm.
Thank you. But the other guys on my floor in the dorm had all, like, rolled characters on a PvP server.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all, like, coming together and, like, making new characters to make a new, like, PvP guild, and that's when I made Horde Line.
Okay.
And you were a feral druid in vanilla.
Which was so silly.
Nelfarian wanted to piss druids off was to turn them into cats.
To turn them into cats and make them useless.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I was a cat the entire time.
So then, Megan, why did you choose a gnome warlock? What was the thing for you, first off, that made you choose that class and that race?
I was a pretty big weeaboo at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I was really obsessed with anime, and they looked like little chibi characters with pink hair.
Okay.
So... pretty sure that's what did it for me. I don't know why I picked Warlock, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I could have been, like, a mage, but... Uh-huh. I think it was that it had a pet on the screen, but you didn't get one when you actually got in the game, and I was like, that's lame!
Yeah,
yeah, I think it was a thing for me. It's like, when I saw the Undead Warlock, I'm like, oh, man, it's like, that's cool. It's like a zombie person with, like, a minion.
That
sounds really awesome.
Yeah.
It's saying, like, how you can summon, like, more and stronger undead minions. I'm like, oh, that's really cool.
Mm.
Yeah, it's almost like a necromancer or something.
Yeah.
That you play.
Yes, because I think at some point in ages past, I had played Diablo. And that's probably was it, because ages past, I played Diablo when I played the necromancer from the Diablo 2 expansion.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, cool. So then, do you guys still have those characters on your accounts?
Ooh, no. Sadly, no.
No? Okay.
Because the first characters I made were on account that I actually ended up, because I did quit the game for about 6 or 7 months before picking it back up.
Mine was literally like a trial account that I made in high school. Then I played the game for like less than a week and dropped it.
Yeah, my account actually, my account I gave to my friend because he wanted to play. He wanted my druid.
That's like even my right. account. Rootbeer Float is now. Wow.
That's right. Yeah, he kept that druid. He kept that druid and like moving around from account to account after race recustomization. I think he's now a female tauren named Rootbeer Float.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah. We see him on real idea every now and then.
Hey, every once in a while. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so let's talk about the very first guild you guys were in. Do you remember what that was called and how long you were in it for?
Oh, yeah.
That was Unhallowed Forces on Venture Co. They were a very nice guild. It was started by, I think it was a husband and wife, and then their parents were in it. And their
extended family, yeah.
Yeah, like brothers and sisters. It was like an actual family guild. Mm-hmm. And so it was on a PvP server, so we needed protection pretty badly. And we were literally walking down the road in the Forsaken questing zone, heading down to Silver Pine, and this max level Forsaken warrior stops us, and he's like, "Hey, you guys want to?" He like talks to us for a little bit, and he's like, "Hey, you guys want to join our guild?" And we're like, "Yeah," and that was Simon.
Yeah,
which
cool
was. Yeah, we got really close to them, and you raided with them, so you knew them better than me
a little bit. Yeah,
yeah.
They were really nice. We just didn't, you know, the PvP server kind of killed it.
Yeah,
they would show up and like beat people up for us if we were getting ganked. Yep. But you know, I still remember we were in
not wanting to go out and quest, like not wanting to play the game. Just
that's what killed it for me. Although we did get some funny stories out of it. Like one time we were on Hellbore Peninsula, and there was this gnome fire mage. You still remember his
Gixxer.
Name? Gixxer.
His name was Gixxer.
His name was Gixxer.
He camped us for hours.
And
he would just put living bomb on us, like watch us run.
Yeah.
And
because that would kill us.
And so at what's the horde starting town in on Hellbore?
Thralmar.
Thralmar. So in Thralmar, there's the mailbox by the inn, and then there's the fence, and there's a hill that's like right outside the fence.
Right over the fence.
And if you stand on the fence or on the hill outside the fence, you can hit people at the mailbox.
Okay.
So he would just like put living bomb on me at the mailbox.
And then just like run around as a living bomb.
Oh, no.
I'm just like, I'm trying to run away, you know, pretty much being like, I'm a grenade, get away from me.
Oh, no. Oh. Wow. So are you guys still.
Yeah.
So are you guys not on PvP service now? You've.
Oh, no. Okay. So we had this really terrible experience. We really liked the people there, but we just couldn't do the PvP server anymore. And then we moved to an RP server, and we got really into the RP community. We were in an RP guild for a long time. Yeah. And then after that, we got really into raiding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the second raiding guild we were in, this was at like the end
of...
Was on an RP server. But at the end of Dragon Soul, they're like, we're bored. We want to move to a more active server.
Because there weren't enough people on the server.
Yeah, we're like, okay. And they're like, we want to move to Bleeding Hollow. And we were like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
So we tried to explain to them why moving to a PvP server would be a bad idea, especially right before an expansion comes out.
Yeah.
I told them, I'm like, people are going to power level to 90, and then they're going to learn to fly, and then they're going to come back to the starting zones, and they're just going to be camping people. Mm. And I was also
like, oh, no, that's not going to be the case.
We'll all quest together.
Uh-huh.
If people are beating you up, you can call me anytime. Uh-huh. I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah.
And the other thing, everything we said would happen.
Yeah.
The other thing was that, you know, when Pandaria first dropped, it was like dailies.
So everyone was out
all day, every day,
all the time.
Yeah, so we were all out in the line of fire constantly.
Yeah,
and it was always like, I'm getting ganked, come help me. They're like, I'm busy. I'm like, you promised me.
Yeah,
I know. Like when we were on that server, it was just like a war zone all the time.
It was terrible. Yeah. And the thing, something's up with Bleeding Hollow. They have a really
bad reputation.
They have a really nasty culture. I don't know how else to put it. You are just as likely to have a Horde mess with you as an Alliance mess with you.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't kill you, but they would do things like try to kite mobs onto you or try to steal your ore, or just like screw with you all the time. Yeah. And it was very strange because the first PvP server we'd been on, which was VentureCo, was very, like, the PvP turned it into a very, like, you got really team-oriented, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm.
Faction-oriented.
Very,
like,
faction-oriented. It's like,
if you saw, like, Alliance player jumping down on Horde player, it's like, you didn't think, you just helped out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, like, or even on Bleeding Hollow, I'm pretty sure people would, like, have Alliance characters to come beat you up and then take whatever you were trying to get.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, like, oh, it was bad. And, like, Like, trade chat's never good, but I think the worst trade chat I've ever read was on Bleeding Hollow.
Yeah.
And, like, so that guild fell apart pretty quickly. Oh, okay. I think we fell apart before, or, like, during Heart of Fear.
Yeah, so even before Terrace of the Endless Spring was released, this was, like, the first 3 or 4 weeks of Pandaria. Like, I don't think they lost a month.
The raid leader who was our friend in that guild, who was, like, one of the few people we really liked in that guild, he hated it so much that he race and faction changed and server changed. Like, he went to Alliance and he became a human.
Yeah.
Wow. We were like, oh my god. Well, it was really funny because, like, things were not going well.
Yeah.
You know, this is not good. And then we log on.
There were undertones.
Like,
and the
he's
one.
He's a human. He's in Stormwind.
Oh, wow.
And we knew he had one character.
Yeah.
He was the person who he had his mage, and that was the only max level character he had. He didn't even have any alts that he played.
Yeah.
And, like, we see him online because we're really good friends with him.
Yeah.
And we see him, like, on another server as a human. I'm like,
I think his guild's over with.
Yeah. Wow. So, okay. Well, that's interesting.
That was when we made the leap to Earthen Ring.
Yeah.
Because we wanted a RP server that had a decently healthy raiding community. And because the AIE guild is over there, we figured the raiding scene would be, you know, not dead at least.
Yeah. More popular.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. Well, what aspects of the game do you guys most enjoy when you sit down to play World of Warcraft?
We raid a lot.
We do raid a lot. So I think it's like going through Raid Finder to try and get better gear, to go into Flex Mode to try and get better gear, to go into Normal Mode to
We're
get
really
better gear.
Into the, like, Skinner box, give me my candies,
yeah.
or, like, the gambling, you know, like, you pull the lever and you hope loot falls out.
Yeah.
Like, we're really into that, and we're really into, like, learning a bunch of different class mechanics and like, fight mechanics.
Yeah, learning a new fight is, like, learning, like, to play a new song on a musical instrument.
Yeah.
It's like, it takes a lot of coordination for a lot of people to come together, but then there's a real sense of satisfaction once, like, there's a boss you've been working on for a month, and you just couldn't do it, and then suddenly all the pieces fall together, and you're able to kill a boss.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't like raid leading, but I don't mind it, and I end up... Whenever we're in the LFR and, like, a tank is like, my first time here, no idea what I'm doing, I'm almost like, ugh, I'm the one who's like, okay, let me just lay this out there for you.
Here's what you do, so listen good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the end of it, I will like, list things that you need to do, and then the last one is always, watch a YouTube video before you come to tank a raid.
Awesome. Okay. So then, out of all the classes that you've played, is there a favorite that either of you have, and why?
You go first.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, I don't have as much of an informed decision because there's a few classes I still have yet to play at max. I've played, I think, everything but a warrior, a death knight, and... Is that it?
I don't know. Is that what you're missing?
Oh my gosh, I think that really is it.
Yeah.
I actually have to sit down and think about this now. But yeah, Warrior and Death Knight are the only two classes I haven't played at max level. So, I mean, I think it's fair to say that I've enjoyed my Paladin the most.
Mm-hmm.
Or playing a Paladin the most, since I've had a Paladin that I've been playing since Lich King.
Yeah.
I'm playing him as my main off and on, but also, like, Hunter. So I've, like, switched main is sort of between, like, Hunter, Paladin, Warlock.
Mm-hmm.
Priests.
So, Ward, with your pally, what spec are you with your pally?
The first Paladin I played was Protection and Retribution.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like I played as a tank for a while.
Yeah.
Because
we were like a dungeon duo. When you were playing
you
a healer at the time and I was playing a tank. So we were
during Dragon Soul Heroics you were a tank.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the Retribution Paladin too.
Okay.
Yeah. But now you're a Holy Paladin and a Retribution Paladin.
Mm-hmm.
Our raid recently had, like, a big shake up and we needed an off healer, so you're
Okay.
Gearing up my off healer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Main spec DPS, but you off heal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. It's I like all facets of playing the game. So I've tanked, I've healed DPS. I wouldn't say I'm a good healer. Mm-hmm. I would say I'm a pretty decent tank, and I think I've done well when I know how to play my class as a DPS. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing. We're way into, like, min-maxing, and we're always reading, like, Icy Veins, and we're always, like, keeping up to date on what talents and rotations we should have. And so, in some raiding situations in guilds, that makes you seem like you are magic.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my god, how do you pull the numbers? I'm like, I read the things, and then I do them.
Yeah, and also every once in a while when it's like, oh my god, how did you not die in taking the boss when this is supposed to be, like, a three-tank fight?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. So, Megan, what about you? Have you got a particular favorite at the moment?
Oh, gosh. At the moment, I'm obsessed with my Kitty Druid.
Mm-hmm.
But I just switched mains from my Hunter. The thing is, I ran out of stuff to do on my Hunter.
Yeah.
I do like being a Hunter, but my favorite thing about being a Hunter is taming rare pets.
Yeah.
And I literally have all the pets. I'm not even making that up.
You have all the spirit bees.
I have all the spirit bees.
Pandaria.
I have all the rare Pandaria pets.
Yeah.
I'm just like...
Almost every single rare spawn.
I have all the gear out of normal mode that our guild can currently get. Like, we're working on trying to get down Garrosh. So I bring her for Garrosh, but I, like, literally am completely normal mode geared other than that. So, I don't know. I like hunters for how mobile they are. I think hunters are the best... solo, they're kind of the best, like, I want to go questing class,
because
mm-hmm. they've got really great tank pet and they've got really great mobility. Okay. The only thing they're not so good at is self-healing, but they shouldn't need it if their pet survives. The thing is I sort of have like favorite per role. Like, I have a favorite tanking class, favorite healing class, and like favorite DPS class.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I haven't played at 90 is a rogue though.
Okay.
But I have two level 90.
You haven't played at 90.
Yeah, I have two level 90 mages, and I should have just leveled a rogue. But anyway, I have two level 90 mages. Do I have any other repeats?
You're leveling up your second paladin.
I am leveling up my second paladin.
Okay. Because
paladin healing is my favorite.
Yeah.
And like the paladin that I have is on the alliance, and so.
On a server, we don't really plan on that anymore.
Yeah, faction and server transfer is like $50 for one character, and I'm just like, too much.
We'll just level another one.
Yeah.
I know, it's a bit of a pain. Isn't that the... when you want to move something that you've spent time with?
Yeah.
So, But, oh, wow, that's awesome, guys. So then, I know this might be a really difficult question, but have you guys got a memorable moment from in all these years of playing? Is there something that truly sticks out in your mind when you're asked what your memorable moment is?
Oh my god.
Oh man.
So funny.
Yeah.
You go first.
Oh, don't put me on the spot like that.
I'm just like...
Well, okay. So I can think that there's been like memorable zones where it's I won't ever forget the first time I go into Ungaro Crater.
Yeah.
I have one. The memorable moment was, for me, was going to the memorial service for Gambit's husband.
Yeah.
That was really special, and I'll remember that forever. And my my spirit bearer is still named Michael.
Yeah. Because
they asked us to do that.
Yeah.
I think I also named my spirit bearer Michael.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So that was really special. And we were actually, when we heard it was happening... we were on the way home from the holidays. We were driving like 8 hours on the road, and we were like, we have to make sure that we can, it was close if we would have made it or not. And we like drove quickly and we made it home, and we literally like got in the door with all of our bags and just put the bags down and immediately logged on the computer to make sure that we could get there on time.
Yeah. Oh, that's a really awesome moment. That really is.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, let's talk about a typical day for you guys. Well, a typical login time. When you get to sit down and play World of Warcraft, do you have particular rituals or things that you have to do before anything else, or do you just go with the flow?
Well, right now, we just switched mains, so we're really obsessed with doing every single thing we can every week to get any upgrades we can.
Well, yeah, it's like our team has pretty much maxed out all the gear they can get on those characters. So we're just doing our best to catch up.
We had one of our main healers leave, like, they just quit the game, like, a month ago. And so we had one of our tanks had just wanted to become one of the new main healers, and so we had to have somebody else fill in the tank spot, and then we had somebody else be the off healer, and then so it was like we had a whole shuffle going on.
Yeah,
but we're definitely the least geared, although there's no reason for me to have switched. I just like being a druid. Like, there's no logical reason behind it. I was just like, I want to be a druid now, and they were like, okay.
Yeah, it's like most nights if we're gonna come home, it's like I get home from work, we log in, we go raid or flex.
What we'll usually do is we'll check out OQ to see if there's any flex pugs that we can get into that we haven't done yet.
Yeah.
And what's funny is that I play a lot more than War does because he works full time and I do stuff at home.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives me more free time to goof up. But
you knit. That's really why
I have three more 90s than I do.
I knit, I do drawings, I do music. Yeah. But anyway, so what's funny is that I end up on OQ in the middle of the night a lot more because I keep really weird hours. And so I almost always end up, I'm always, Ward like wakes up in the middle of the night, he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm flex pugging with Australians. It happens so much.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I don't know what, but like three in the morning must be some prime time over there.
Yeah. It's on OQ. Like, I have no idea what my time.
Yeah. It happens so much. And so OQ is really nice for finding flex pugs. And if we can get into flex pug and it'll actually work, it's so much, the gear I level is so much better than what you can get out of LFR. So that's mostly what we try to do is get into flex. And then if we do flex and we don't get enough gear, then we go into LFR. So we kind of go down the scale.
Yeah.
Like, try to get everything done.
What's that and transmog, though?
Yeah, well, you're more into transmog than I am right now because I'm a feral druid. So it's like,
so you're not too worried about it.
I'm not quite as obsessed. I did get the full Ulduar tiered set, the druid set.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
With the little moon hat and the like glowy orb shoulders.
Oh, cool.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I was way obsessed with transmog on my hunter because you could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the fact that your bank is full and your bags are full and your board storage is full.
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm kind of a derp, and my druid, I decided she was going to be my archaeology character because she has instant cast flight form.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes it easy to go from node to node, yeah.
So my bags are full of, like, archaeology tchotchkes that I can't even use because if they transform me into something, the minute I turn into a cat, it goes away.
It's gone.
So I was like, I have the thing that turns me into a naga. It's like, nope. Or, like, our guild does this thing called pink pirate poles where everybody puts on the rhyme of the timeless mariner.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, I can't do it. I'm a kitty. They're like, oh, kitty's good enough. I'm like, meh.
Nice. Okay. So then, is there anything that you guys would like to see Blizzard implement into World of Warcraft?
Oh, my God.
Well, okay. I think it's something that we've heard of, and we don't know exactly how it's going to work out but I think it's like the whole garrison thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If that really ends up working out to the point where we have our own, you know, player housing, where we have, like, statues we can put up in certain places and, like hang things on the walls.
I just want, like, my own house. That is the thing. I really feel like everything they've said about garrisons, I feel like they're kind of missing the forest for the trees in a way, where they're like, look, it'll buff your character and it'll help you with professions. I'm like, yeah, but will I have a house for myself? Like,
yeah,
that's what I wanted. They're like, you get a whole garrison, but no house for you. I'm like, why? Why all of a sudden?
Yeah.
You gave me all the things I didn't ask for, and not the thing I actually wanted. So, yeah.
So if it does end up working out, I think that's, like, the big thing I would like.
Yeah, that, and I'm worried about character customization, mainly for models like trolls and taurens that currently only have four faces.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I really want,
kind of limited.
I want them to expand the range of faces, but then I also want to be able to choose one of the new faces if I want.
Yeah, because I think every single female troll that I've ever made and every single female troll that you've ever made have the exact same face.
And, like, there's a hunter in our raid right now who is a troll, and we are basically twinsies because we have the exact same face.
Okay.
There's only one that the female trolls ever use, because all the other ones are, like, really mad or really old or really ugly, and it's... I'm just, like, everything I've seen out of Blizz has been, like, we're preserving the fidelity of your beloved character models. I'm like, what if I just think that trolls are really cool, but I picked the face that was the least sucky? Like, I would like one that actually has some personality, maybe has some different... you know, I would like to not be twinsies with every female troll I meet ever. So... I really hope they give us, like, a free character customization, especially for people who have, like, such unlimited face options right now. Yeah, that's the big thing that I'm like, please. Don't screw this up, please.
But if you could, though, if you could just hop into the barber and change that.
Change my face?
From the barber?
Yeah.
If they let us do it one time, that would be awesome. I don't want to be able to change my face whenever, because then that would be weird.
You change your horns whenever when you're a Draenei, though.
Yeah, but that's not like your face. It's not like I'm letting a goblin plastic surgery myself.
Okay, that's true. That sounds like a really, really terrible idea. I rescind my suggestion.
Jeez, no. Oh, awesome. Okay. Well, then, since you guys have really been playing WoW for quite some time, what is the thing about this game that keeps you coming back? You keep logging in and you're still here playing this game.
I think it's the fact that we do it together.
Right. And I think it's the fact that, like, we both really enjoy the story. And it's like,
we're huge learners.
Whenever like a new patch comes out, when there's like a big long quest chain, we're the first ones to do it.
Yeah, we are.
It's like when Landfall came out, it's like we did the Landfall quest every single day without fail.
Yeah.
Just to see the story.
Who was it that called you, like, WardWiki? Because you knew everything about WoW and they would just ask you instead of looking it up.
That was Evie from our Alliance Guild.
Well, even if I don't know something about lore, I always ask you before looking it up because you're crazy like that. See, I remember things that are, like, interesting or important, and you remember, like, the name of the dude who did the thing the one time. I'm just like, oh my god.
You mean Anduin Lothar?
Oh, God, yeah. No, I don't know.
That's awesome.
But, yeah, it's like we're just really into the game. We're really invested in the setting. And it's the thing that we do together.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. So often when I'm playing, I hear, like, oh, no, I have girlfriend aggro. I'm like, get her an account.
Get her to play, too.
Yeah. Tell her to be a hunter. She gets cute things.
Oh.
They will be her friend.
Nice. Awesome.
Well, yeah. It's funny. The thing is, like, when we're in pugs, I'm always like, I have a guildie that wants to come in. Can I invite them? I'm never like, my husband wants to come with us. Because I'm like, that'll open a whole box of weirdness.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's just that it's so rare. It's like.
It is. And it's also, well, I think the other way around is more stereotypical of like, hey, guys, want to carry my girlfriend? But, like. Or, like, people will expect that if you're trying to get, like, a significant other into a pug, people will assume they're bad.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're trying to, like, get... But if you're like, it's my guildie and they have this item level, they're like, okay.
Yeah. That's a good way of putting it. That's exactly right. Yeah. Cool.
So,
nice.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. So, let's talk a little bit about something that you guys do outside the game, but involves the game, and that's a little podcast called Warcraft Trolls. So how did you guys get started with doing podcasting?
So that started because when we were in our heroic raiding guild, when I was a healer at the time, I was a discipline priest, and I became friends with one of the other healers, who is a tree guy, Dustin, who is still playing the same. He only plays the Resto Druid. He's never leveled.
He's played the one Resto Druid this entire time.
Yes. Wow. His only alt is another Resto Druid named Minitree.
Awesome.
So, but he had a podcast website called Trollcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And there used to be a whole bunch of different trolls. There was media trolls. There was political trolls. And so I used to go into Media Trolls, which was about like movies and TV shows and comic books and stuff. And then eventually I started making my own show, which was called Thinking Too Hard, which was just like a little 10-minute thing where I basically just did little rants on like why the Avengers are a boy band.
And things like that.
Okay. And, yeah, things like that. And then eventually I was like, hey, me and Ward want to do a show. What can we do one called like Warcraft Trolls? Because like everything is, that's when everybody was like, is this a podcast about like trolls in Warcraft? I was like, oh, it's kind of, it was a naming scheme. And then that naming scheme fell together. And then the show had already been going for like 50 episodes. Yeah. So
I'm not going to rename it.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we're like, whatever. Even though, like, for the longest time, my main was not... Neither of our mains were trolls for the longest time.
Yeah.
No, I had a troll hunter.
That was pretty funny. Yeah, we have troll characters. They just weren't our main.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
But, yeah. So, I don't know. It kind of fits with our lackadaisical attitudes towards the show anyway. Like, the title doesn't really make all that much sense, and it doesn't really tell you much about the show. And that, like... The show, you tune in and you're just like, what is this? It's just rambling.
You chat. It's chatting and chatting and chatting. It's very entertaining.
Well, it's pretty much like, hey, would you like to come out to dinner with Beacon of War and listen to them rant about their weeks in Warcraft? That's pretty much what the show is.
Yeah.
Like, we used to do a lot more content. I mean, the thing, we've sort of fallen on the wayside of that after the holidays and everything.
Mm. Well, I think it's also the fact of, like, because of how much time we're spending in-game, like, trying to work on our characters, we just haven't had much time to do stuff outside of the game.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. The other thing is, like, I feel like I'm running out of WoW parody songs to do, which, you know, you would think that would be impossible, but, like...
I know! Yeah.
I'm sure there are more to do.
I feel like more will come to you.
I'm getting close to like the limit of songs I know are like I really know very well. Like I've done almost every Disney song ever. I've done like Journey. I've done like, oh my god, Cyndi Lauper. I've done like I've done everything. We did the final countdown.
Oh god,
we did it as
Stack
Determination. Which we still like look at each other when a raid finder is going terribly, and we go like Stack Determination.
Awesome. Oh man, gets stuck in my head every time.
Very very cool. Awesome. So, and what are you trying to do with the podcast? It is every week.
Yeah, it's supposed to come out like at midnight, like when it turns Tuesday, so like 12 p.m. like Monday night into Tuesday. We do it that way so that, you know, we're releasing it right at the reset, so we'll have all the latest whatever
news and whatnot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, even though we're really not a news show, like if you want to know stuff, you probably shouldn't come listen to us.
Well, that's true. I think it's like before we tried to record it on like Thursdays or Fridays. But then, like, new stuff would come out on, like, Monday or Tuesday, or, like,
on the weekend
new stuff would
come
out on the weekend, and, like, we'd have new stuff to talk about. They'd have, like, fresh in our minds on Monday night.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we should have this on the show.
Yeah. And, like, trying to record a show right after you've been raiding is, like, a nightmare.
Monday's, like, one of our non-raid nights.
I talk a lot in Vent.
Yeah.
Like, if you wanna know what it's like to be in a guild with us, you just listen to the show for a little while. Pretty much it.
Oh no, that's really cool. So everyone needs to check them out, and I'll have links on Behind the Avatar's blog page so people can get to find you guys. But keep up the great work, because it's very interesting to kind of be like a fly on the wall and listen to your conversation, which I love, because it's kind of like you're sitting there and listening to people chat, and it's not, you know, it's just your everyday, and that to me is so natural, which is it's not forced, it's not, you know, it's nothing like that. It's just really you two just chatting about WoW and real life and things like that, which is good fun.
Like in our first early episodes we had scripts
that
just like went out the window.
We used to
20 episodes in.
I used to be like, we should make segments and we should do like topics, and then I'm like, nah.
No.
And, well, it seems to me like at least once per show I tell some horribly embarrassing story about me as a child. Like,
I guess there's like a theme.
Yeah. And then And then Dustin will like bring it up later. I'm like, how do you know that? And I'm like, oh wait.
He said it on the show.
Yeah. That's very, very cool. Okay, all right. Well, I've got a few more questions for you. So we're nearly done, but I want to know if there is one skill that you've learned through playing World of Warcraft that you now use in real life.
Does real life mean not on the computer?
Not necessarily. Means not in a game. Maybe that's the thing.
For me, it would be, I guess, like, social media and, like, the podcast. Before I started doing the podcast, I didn't really have much of an online presence. Now I've got, like, 1K followers on Twitter who just, like, listen to my inane ramblings constantly.
Just like our show.
Yeah, just like our show. If you want a good idea of what the show's going to be like, just go read my Twitter. It's literally me being like, I like to imagine when I'm making leg enchants that I'm adding blinged out cod pieces to pants.
Yeah, pretty much. That is very true.
And just like pictures of me as a feral druid, like sitting inside the mole machine and being like, if I fits, I sits.
So,
I don't know. For me, it's like learning consistency, I guess.
Yeah.
Because I've had online projects before, like webcomics especially, wherein I was like, I'm going to update this every week. And then give it 2 months and it's not going so well. But, like, we've been doing this show for, like, what, almost a year and a half now? Good Lord.
Wow, has it been that long? Awesome.
It's 70-some-odd episodes.
We had an anniversary spectacular. We're at 73.
73?
We're at 73 episodes, but I know we skipped 1 week one time. I can't remember why.
So we're nearing that month, year and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But it's, like, if I'm going to go from, like, what I haven't really... In the game, I've learned, like, you know, online communication and organization and, like, being concise with my directions.
Yeah, I feel like more than anything else, it's, like, whenever I have to, like, explain to another tank how a fight works or, like, explain how a fight works to somebody else, it's, like, it really stresses my ability to describe any sort of situation.
Yeah. So, like, people call me Ward's Decoder Ring.
Oh, God.
Because you have this unfortunate problem where you assume people have certain core pieces of information and it's not guaranteed that they do. So you'll just be like, you know, you wouldn't even say because of this, do that. You'd be like, do that. And then it'll be like, why, when, how, what? Like, you know, you just leave out like half of the information because you assume they know it.
I feel like I'm getting better though.
You are over time.
Over time.
Over time.
Yeah.
The skill I am learning.
Yeah. Well, it's like, if we're going to extend it from, like, the podcast, I'm learning to play piano. I've learned how to, like, write original music.
Awesome.
Yeah, like, audio mixing and all kinds of stuff.
Cool.
And, yeah.
Very good. Sit down.
Yeah, week after week.
Yep.
Nice. Okay, I've got some quick questions for you.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Favorite color?
Mine's red.
Green.
Favorite food?
Ice cream.
Red beans, rice, and cheese.
Oh, you're so bland.
I know I'm bland. Don't make the beans right, okay?
Favorite movie?
Oh, God, that is a loaded question. the best thing to do with, like, genre? Well, okay. My favorite horror movie is The Thing. My favorite, like, fantasy movie is Edward Scissorhands and The Princess Bride. They're kind of tied. I'm trying to think of, like, movies that I've watched a bajillion times. Within the past...
Not Jurassic Park?
Jurassic Park is pretty high. Jurassic Park, favorite nostalgic movie, Jurassic Park. and, like, my favorite movie within the last, like, 5 years, I would say, is probably Cabin in the Woods.
It's a good movie.
Oh, I love that movie.
Okay.
I literally, Netflix is like, you want to watch this again? Like, I'm like, maybe.
What about you, Ward?
Empire Strikes Back.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Good call.
You never change.
No, I never change.
See, uh-huh. My favorite Star Wars movie is Return of the Jedi because I was a girl and a child when I saw it. And
Ewoks.
I loved the... I lived in the Redwood Forest. That's the other thing.
Mm.
When I was a child, I grew up in the Redwood Forest. And so I got to see a movie with, you know, Princess Leia, who was my favorite, hanging out with a bunch of, like, adorable teddy bears in tree houses in the Redwoods. I was like, yes!
Very cool. It is, yeah. Okay, what about favorite sports teams? Anything? No?
So, my parents are really into sports.
Mm-hmm.
They're from the Bay Area, so they're Giants fans and 49ers fans.
Mm-hmm. Right, because they're on that
side
of the Bay.
Yeah. Whenever I want to upset them, I threaten to start, like, repping for the Dodgers.
Okay.
Dodgers or know-it-all.
They were like, we're going to have a sports-themed party. I'm like, can I wear a Dodgers shirt? They're like, no!
Oh, yeah. Okay. Just, I haven't followed, like, any sports in the longest time.
The
last team I ever followed was the Oakland A's, and that was, like...
What's so funny, so my mom
was on it. Jeez.
My mom is, like, we're kind of clones, except she's, like, smaller than me. I'm, like, a stretched-out version of her.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And she's petite, and she's cute. She's got, like, really round cheeks. She's this, you know, adorable middle-aged lady.
Yeah.
And then you see her watching baseball, and she's like, come on, you bastard! Run, goddammit! Like, she turns into, like, a kid on Xbox Live.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. My God, it was so funny. And, like... Nice. She comes to visit me, and we go to Disneyland together, because mm-hmm. we live in LA. And we stay in a hotel while we're there, and she's like, we have to be back at the hotel by this time so I can watch the game. And I'm like, okay. So I'm there, you know, on my phone, you mm-hmm. know, doing Twitter or whatever, and my mom is sitting on the edge of the bed, and, like, I know for a fact that there's, like, small children in the rooms all around us. My mom is just swearing like a sailor, like, yelling at the TV. I was like, oh, God. I'm like, but when we leave the room, no one will suspect it was her.
Everyone could look at you.
Yeah, they'll probably look at me.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, that's very funny. Okay, what about favorite drink?
Like, alcoholic drink?
Any,
or like
anything
any
you
drink,
like.
I any suppose. Drink?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but that's like... God, my favorite right now is, it's like pumpkin ale, I think.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the Blue Moon pumpkin ale, but the one I like the best is, I'm pretty sure it's Pyramid Brewery, but you can only get it up north. You can't get it down here.
We haven't been able to find any place to get around here.
Ew. Oh. When I went home to visit my family, they just moved, but now they live, like, right across the street from a grocery store.
Yeah.
So my brother was like, let's go get groceries. And we, like, walk across the street, and he, like, grabs, like, a six-pack of beer, like, beer bottles, you know, and then, like, chips.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, we're done.
Nice.
Groceries.
Cool. What about you, Ward? What's your favorite drink?
Well, I've got a crazy sweet tooth, so it has to be Thai iced tea.
Okay. Oh, I can't do the Thai iced tea.
Too sweet for you.
Oh my God.
I know. It's like drinking sugar. It's why I love it.
It's like drinking melted ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What about favorite TV show?
Oh my God.
Oh no.
Okay. Well, right. Currently.
Yeah.
It's, well, right now I'm watching Bones obsessively.
Oh, love
I'm on
Bones.
Season 3.
Yeah.
We've been watching a lot of CSI Miami, which is the best worst show ever.
Oh, man.
Which, you know, we if we were to make a drinking game out of it, we would take a shot every time somebody, you know, doesn't even acknowledge a conflict of interest, or like a double shot when a conflict of interest is reason for somebody to do something.
Yeah.
Like, it's your brother. Do you want to take the lead on this case? Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Shut, double shot. So, yeah. We really like CSI Miami because of the tropes and how silly it is. And also, I really like to see if I can top the, like, opening pun.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Which, like, now I can't even remember any of them. But, yeah, like, actually good really shows... Cool. I'm trying to remember. I've been watching a lot of TV shows. Oh, we really like Sherlock.
Mm-hmm.
And we really like Game of Thrones.
That's true.
Yeah.
I think Game of Thrones is our favorite. But we just haven't watched it for a while because there's
probably
the new
one's
coming out soon.
The next season's coming
out
soon.
Yeah.
But it's something that's like we're obsessive at it, like while the show is running.
Yeah.
But then, like, the moment we're waiting for the next season, we just, like, go off and do something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay.
I also like Doctor Who, but I'm not caught up on it.
Mm-hmm.
And Ward kind of sees it occasionally. It's really funny. Ward, whenever Ward looks over my shoulder, it's always a Dalek episode.
Yeah.
Every single time.
So he seems to think that like Daleks are just around all the time.
Yeah, it's like the main every show.
Every antagonist, there's always Daleks around.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Okay.
So I think your favorite episode was the I think it's called like Revenge of the Cybermen or something, when like the Cybermen versus the Daleks. Because you'll constantly quote the, like, you're superior at one thing.
You're superior at dying.
Nice. Oh, that's awesome.
Gosh, I'm trying to think now, because it's like, I just used to watch so much pulp sci-fi. So
I have
like
such a hard time pinning down a favorite of anything, especially media. Yeah. Although a favorite game is easy, because it's like, well, there's only one I play a lot.
Every single day. Yeah.
Nice.
That's the thing. It's like, how do I? It's like I've seen almost. I think I've seen every single episode of every single Star Trek TV show that's ever run.
God.
And I think I've seen every single episode of every single series of all the different Stargate.
I will not watch Stargate.
Oh,
that's
man.
That's the line I draw. What was really funny, where it's like, I love Stargate, you want to watch it? I'm like, yeah. And he starts showing me episodes, I'm like, this is really boring. You're like, oh, it doesn't get good until like the next season. I'm like, why are you starting me on the crappy one then?
I get the nostalgia, okay?
Nice. Okay, all right. Well, what about favorite ice cream flavor?
I can't even settle on that.
No, because you've been flipping back and forth. Like,
I think my favorite is probably Chunky Monkey because I have a weird obsession with banana flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man!
Like banana flavored ice cream with chocolate, like fudge chunks in it, and like walnuts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's kind of odd. It's not a very traditional flavor, but I'm like, bananas, yeah.
Yeah, but then recently we found a creamery that did a bananas Foster.
Yeah,
ice cream.
That was really, it had like actual blended banana in it. Oh, so good.
Really good, yeah. But it's also one of those things where it's like, I'm just like, I get into moods.
Yeah.
It's like sometimes in a peanut butter mood, sometimes in a chocolate mood.
You're just like,
most of the time I'm just like I'll go for cookie dough ice cream though.
Yeah.
I don't like cookie dough.
I can go for cookie dough ice cream any day of the week.
Mm, okay.
We have a lot of opposite tastes. Or it's a lot of like, he'll be like, I like this. I'm like, I hate that.
Nice. All right. Well, what about favorite type of coffee?
Caffeinated.
Hazelnut.
Well, okay, yeah, hazelnut. I do like hazelnut coffee a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I love frou-frou. I love Starbucks like frou-frou coffee drinks.
Yeah,
I love them so much.
True. Is that you're bringing like the pumpkin spice and like all the different like holiday ones.
When I have to like fly anywhere, I get really excited because there's gonna be a Starbucks in the airport.
Nice.
Because every single time we fly, it's because you're on the holidays too.
Yeah.
So it's like all different especially drinks.
Yeah, I'm okay. Like, give me the gingerbread latte.
Peppermint mochas.
They have those all year round. But
really?
Like the eggnog latte is amazing. I think that's probably my favorite.
That's
okay.
Right. Yeah.
I've only got that around the holidays.
Yeah.
We had a Starbucks in our neighborhood, but then it got torn down and turned into like a Pete's Coffee.
Yeah.
I was like, strange. What? What?
Wow.
What is this?
That's because there's another Starbucks that's two blocks in the other direction.
Oh, okay.
That's further. I want to...
Yeah. You don't want to walk further away for coffee. It's crazy. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I've got one more question for you, and then we are just about done. So I don't know if you guys know, I'm slightly obsessed with pets, companion pets and battle pets. So if you had to pick one, which Megan, pick five. What's your favorite out of the companion battle pets?
Like cuteness or like battle ability?
Whatever you want.
God. Okay, Spectral Porky Pet is definitely up there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
He's really good in battle and he's adorable.
Yeah.
He's also really hard to get. She's like 1,000 bones or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I totally don't have one of those yet. Yeah.
You should go get one. Try to think non-combat pets. Well, I use the Cinder Kitten a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because Elemental is OP. And also, it's like weapons-grade adorable.
Yeah.
It's like formulated.
Yeah.
to kick me in the ovaries and
especially
be like,
when you click on it and it just makes a little mewing sound.
And you know, now I'm Kiki the crazy cat lady.
With a little Simba kitten running around next to you.
I either have, and the other one is the feline familiar, which I named Gigi.
Mm-hmm.
Which, if you've ever seen Kiki's Delivery Service, Kiki's little black cat is named Gigi.
Okay.
And,
rides around on a broom, too.
Yeah.
Well, no, he doesn't. She rides around on a broom. There's no, like, broom mount that I can have all year round.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they need to change that. That would be so cool.
So, yeah, I don't know. I love the... I got the title The Crazy Cat Lady without even trying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, me like, too.
You didn't have to actually like go out and collect it.
The day it went live, it was just like bam.
Yeah.
Mine.
Yeah.
And, Dustin was like, "Oh my god, I gotta go do like battling, and I gotta collect all these pets, and I gotta."
Never done
I'm just
a
like,
pet battling before, but the moment he saw that there was gonna be a crazy cat lady, cat man.
He had to be the crazy cat man, and I'm like, he was so mad that I had it first. Have so many.
Oh man!
Exactly. What about you, Ward? Have you got a particular favorite?
That's the thing is like I would have to say it would have to be the little XT.
Okay.
Little XT deconstructor because I think XT was probably the last boss I ever did in Old War when I was raiding like way back when, and I loved the voice acting for that guy so much, and it was also. It was also popular to like spend all your gold on the toy train sets and just put them down everywhere.
Yeah.
And see, and now that there's like a little XT that you could pull out and just and he will go through the same emotes of new toys for me. I love it.
I got you that for Christmas, right?
For Christmas, yeah.
Yeah. It was kind of a selfish gift because train sets annoy the crap out of me.
Oh, that's really awesome. That's very, very cool.
In our previous guild, we would have like 5 people put down trains at once, like, whenever we were sitting around anywhere. So everybody, like half the raid had train sets and half the raid had train wreckers.
It was an arms race.
Yeah, it was an annoyance arms race. And so I got you little XT and then it was like, bam, game over, trains.
Oh, nice. Oh.
You're supposed to be that way.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, well, I think we're just about done. Do you guys want to tell everyone where they can get in contact with you?
Okay, yeah, we're just touching my knee because he knows I'm the one that does the outro.
You're the one that has it memorized. And I will stumble within the first 5 seconds of trying to say it.
Okay. So, you can listen to Warcraft Trolls on trollcast.com, or you can search for Warcraft Trolls on iTunes or Stitcher. Mm-hmm. You can follow us on Twitter, me at MeganTC, Ward at WardIsATwit, and the official Warcraft Trolls Twitter, which is just at Warcraft Trolls, which is kind of cool that we got that.
Mm-hmm.
And our email address is wctrolls@gmail.com. And please send, if you want to talk to us, please send it to the wctrolls@gmail.com, because the trollcast@gmail.com goes to Dustin, and he will take like a week to remember to tell me that somebody sent something to him.
It's like, oh yeah, somebody sent me a thing like a week ago.
Yeah.
Like, thanks, buddy.
Oh,
but that's like what's on the website.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll definitely have links up on BTA's blog page anyway. So if people want to find where Megan and Ward are, go check that out. Plus, I'll have some photos of some of your tunes up there. So and thank you for the pictures. They are amazing. You guys did such a good job. So
I was literally like, I logged in and I just took like a regular screenshot of the first one.
Yeah.
And then like when I logged into the second one, I was in a cool area. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to make this a cool picture. And I was like, I got to do them all cool now. So it's been enough.
Running around doing like parkour, like taking pictures on rooftops.
Yeah.
Like I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were awesome. So thank you so much, guys. I really, really appreciate having a chat with you today. And that's it.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Do you know that on any given week there are over 50 World of Warcraft podcasts releasing a new episode? Hi, I'm Ro, and if you're looking for new shows or just want to be updated with what's happening with your favorites, then Realm Maintenance is a show you won't want to miss. Realm Maintenance is a WoW podcast that focuses on all of the other WoW podcasts out there. Each week you'll hear an interview with hosts from a featured show, as well as a rundown of news and events happening with many other WoW podcasts in the community. As for WoW news itself, well, you'll get the short version as I break down the past week's headlines in under 80 seconds. You can find the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and at realm-maintenance.com, and a new episode is released every Tuesday. You can also find a podcast directory and a guide to when and where many shows live stream the recording of their next episode. When the servers go down, I'll tell you what's up. Follow the show on Twitter at Realm Podcast.
You can find Behind the Avatar podcast on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. You can contact the show by sending an email to behindtheavatar@gmail.com. Also, you can follow me on Twitter at LaterWow and the show at Behind the Avatar. Also, for things geeky, you can listen to Ben, Steve, and myself on Geektopia podcast and follow us on Twitter at Geektopia Show. You can also find me with Aprillion, Tidra, and Rogue Slayer on Control Alt WoW. Follow the show at Control Alt WoW and check us out live every week. Behind the Avatar is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Lita, copyright 2013. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment and other contributors. Audios used belong to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his music at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.